Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio fans. How are you? Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One with you again on a Wednesday night. My co-host is not going to be able to join us tonight. She is, as we say, out on assignment, ziplining her way across the Western Hemisphere somewhere, but I'm sure Deb Evans from Franchise Foundry will have some exciting stories for us when she makes her return to Blog Talk Radio and Social Geek Radio next Wednesday night. So joining me tonight, I've got a friend of mine and a very special guest, someone who we've gotten together a few times over the past few years at some awesome IFA events, the most recent of which was the Frantech event in Denver just a mere 2 weeks ago. Joining me now is Tim Miller from Placeable. Good evening, Tim.
Jack, good evening. Thanks for having me.
It was terrific to see you again at Frantech this year and to meet some of your Placeable colleagues. I'm really glad we had the event in Denver. It was a great way for a lot of franchisors to see the city and get to know you and some of your team a little bit better.
Yeah, you bet. It was a real treat having the event within the home field, so to speak. And, you know, Denver, specifically Colorado, the kind of the technology corridor between Boulder and Denver has just been growing by leaps and bounds. So really a treat for the IFA and all that put on the event to have it in Denver, and was happy to be a part of the host city.
Yeah, it was. I was very glad when IFA committee made the decision to hold it in Denver. That was one of my first thoughts was, well, I know Tim's going to be there, you know. So we'll get into a little bit more on some more of Frantech coming up in just a little bit. But let's talk tonight about location-based marketing. Tim, this is the part of the show where I get to pretend like I know every subject and I can sit back and say, you know, tell the audience a little bit about the topic. But in all honesty, I could use sort of the 30,000-foot view of what location-based marketing is myself. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, you bet. So Placeable, we've been around in one iteration or another for approximately 18 years now. Our legacy business is in building and powering store and web locators for multi-unit enterprise corporations and both multi-unit corporate brands as well as franchisors, and then in turn building and powering those local landing pages to give that individual franchisee or that individual entity a presence as a small medium-sized business would. So really a technology that has been developed for you know, the enterprise advertiser to compete in the local space. And about a year ago, we went through a rebrand. Frankly, the account management group and the core leadership group at then what was known as Location Insight had decided that we needed to create a more fluid and formidable, really, content management system for our own product and platform, for our account teams, to be able to manage the location data at scale that we were feeding and powering and hosting these web subpages within. And in doing so, we realized there was a bit of a gap in the market for a software as a service, in essence a SaaS platform, that allowed large enterprise brands to import and round trip that location data either via API, flat file CSV, what have you, and then manage and really cleanse and normalize that location data at scale. So looking across the system to identify duplicate records, manage store closings, store openings, changing information across what's known as the NAP, the name, address, and phone, some of the more key components for local visibility in channels such as Google, Bing, Yahoo, and others. And then in turn, realizing that we could then productize the data management platform to help cleanse and normalize and really retain those accuracy scores for the enterprise advertiser, as well as claim and verify and then syndicate that location data out to all of the core channels across the web.
So it sounds to me like if you're a franchise system and you haven't you haven't employed services such as yours, there might be a lot of bad data out there, specifically about your listings or your location data. Is that correct?
Yeah, you bet. It really is a bit of an epidemic, so to speak. Large brands, specifically franchise systems, that tend to kind of cross north of that, I'd say 200 to 250 unit barrier, and really start to see some sizable growth, not only nationally, but even internationally. It starts to become a real issue and concern, not only across marketing, but we see the different units and systems and departments inside of these franchise brands really start to pay attention, notably IT, operations, and really looking at the location data as the asset that it is and managing it, again, at scale to allow them ease and use and functionality within a user interface that's very friendly, very similar to a back-end blogging platform like something of WordPress, very easy to use to syndicate and manage that location data.
So if somebody's got bad data, the first thing we always think of course, is Google. You know, if someone is Googling, pizza chain XYZ in Peoria, Illinois, you're hoping to get the right listing, if I'm saying that right, would pop up. But it isn't just Google, right? That also affects all of these other platforms and applications and sites and everything too. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it. I'll tell you, Google is really the central hub. Clearly, we all understand the lion's share of the market that they do hold, and obviously by default within a lot of web browsers and platforms for people just to naturally go to Google to search. But Google really acts as a hub to scrape and find and validate that location data, and really kind of what we talk about in the industry is data integrity across the name, address, phone, latitude, longitude, coordinates, et cetera, to help optimize and, in essence, push that listing into that favorable, certainly first page, but even more so top one or two or three positions, so that the visibility is there, and then most importantly, once the visibility is there, the accuracy of the information, such as driving directions, if someone's using a smartphone, or, of course, phone number, things of that like are accurate. But yes, I mean, channels such as, of course, other major engines, Bing, Yahoo, looking at social networks such as, of course, Facebook within the Places interface and ensuring that data is correct, Foursquare, looking at channels such as Yelp and other aggregators, Yellow Pages, CityGrid, the list goes on, but it's important to certainly cohesively manage and scale that data so that it is syndicated not just to Google, but paying attention to these in various other platforms, kind of what we call secondary or even tertiary channels, so that Google can then cross-validate the accuracy of that business listing and thus position and rank it where it needs to be.
Right. And, it seems to me that everyone's so obsessed with, the idea of data right now and big data. At the Frantech conference, I got to say one of my favorite speakers was DJ Patel on the final day, who was, talking about the work of data scientists, and he was, very, very educational and entertaining guy. But it seems to me that you could have all of this great data that you're analyzing and everything, but if the simple data about your franchisees and their stores or restaurants or whatever the outlet happens to be, if that data is not correct, no one's going to come in to order a slice of pizza or get a cup of coffee. So I think it's fascinating how, we're all looking at this big view of data, but it's sort of back to the basics of making sure people know where you are and where your stores are.
Yeah, you got it. It's a great point. Big data and looking at, analytics in real time and all these phenomenal technologies that exist to do just that, right? Specifically staying within the restaurant vertical, there's incredible data that exists in platforms across mobile ordering and really looking at kind of that consumer path to purchase and crunching all that down. But you're absolutely right. Getting back to really that foundational basic, square one, if you will, to ensure that location data is invariably accurate that you're serving a good consumer brand experience across the web is absolutely keeping the horse, you know, proverbially in front of the cart.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I'm looking for a coffee shop or somewhere to eat as I'm, you know, traveling across the country, and if I come across something that's erroneous, whether it's on Google or it's on Yelp or Foursquare or something else like that, not only doesn't allow me to go in and make that purchase, but it also, there's something that, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it from too much of a brand marketer standpoint, but there's something about that that just makes me not like that brand as much, right? If the data is not correct, I think, wow, if they don't care about this, how do they really care about their customers? So I think there's sort of that secondary brand marketing aspect that people need to get right as well.
Yeah, another fabulous point. You're right. I mean, it's not just that lost business at that moment, but there's a lot of studies out there. Matter of fact, we had just produced a study that you can actually go to our website at placeable.com and download. It's a study called Be Found. It's location-based marketing insights and chock full of good stats about, quite frankly, how brand loyalty has certainly shrunk and it continues to shrink with all the different access to channels and within the multi-screen world, desktop, tablet, mobile that we live in. You know, consumers are a heck of a lot more receptive to offers, and most importantly, if they do click on that business listing and you've got them there in the point of conversion, and if you've got bad location data at that stage, you're right, you've not only lost that specific transaction, but most likely you probably lost that consumer. I don't think it is thinking about it much, you know, too much like a brand marketer, as we both are, or at least working in this space. But, you know, as a consumer, we deal with this all the time. I travel a lot. I know you do as well. And when I'm in a city when I'm not that familiar with, and I go to perform a search on a smartphone typically, and I can't find that specific location or it's a bad phone number, they probably lost me for a good several months.
Yeah, and they probably lost you for 3 weeks from now when you're in another city and you see that same brand come up. You're going to be a little suspicious of it probably too. Tell me a little bit about Placeable's place in this space. You were saying that you've come up with some unique things, and it's actually more of a software as a service as opposed to some of the other people in the space right now. Is there any like real focus or something that you guys really seem to be helping people out with right now?
Yeah, you bet. Really, I'd say if I had to boil down a bit of a differentiator for us within the market, it is really that. It's scale and use of the software to be able to, again, cleanse and normalize those existing location data files that live within the brand to date. So we see a lot of services, a lot of platforms, whether it is more of a software as a service, kind of, you know, a SaaS platform alike Placeable is, or those even on the agency side, there's a lot of fabulous folks within the arena and a lot of different places for different services and needs of that specific brand at that moment. However, what we had found was that very few were actually spending the time to be able to at least work alongside of the brand or, most importantly, even giving the tools and the keys to specifically the corporate marketing team at a respective franchise system to be able to go in and look and identify what the errors are within specific records, replot pin placements, what's known as the latitude and longitude coordinates on mapping engines, obviously like Google Maps and Bing Maps and others. So really our niche is frankly giving that brand, that franchise system, the capability to get in and look on a record-by-record basis to understand accuracy scoring, pin scoring, and proactively stay in front of, again, any store closings, of course store openings, changes to that data, and really focusing in the trenches on cleaning and then syndicating those files.
Excellent. And who within the franchise system would typically be touching the software? Is that something that's mostly done from the corporate office or the marketing department, or is it something that franchisees get involved with as well?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. We really believe this to certainly be very much of a centralized approach and strategy. So, you know, to date, we do provision that for access at the corporate marketing teams, and that could be shared into IT if there's needs in there as well. You know, currently within its state today, Placeable does not have a multi-user component to it, such as, again, kind of handing control over to a franchisee to manage their individual records on a case-by-case basis. We find that, you know, usually brand consistency is typically very important to a respective franchise system, and that they want to ensure that, you know, they've got proper imagery, storefront imagery, they've got messaging, store hours, and things along those lines. Now, that being said, we have talked, certainly our, you know, technology and our product group has discussed, even with a few clients to date, on creating some of those capabilities and really additional user permissions and limiting some of those, similar to what you might find within a back end of a content management system on a new website that, you know, a franchisor may deliver, and they may give the capability over to a franchisee on their local pages to perhaps change certain elements of content or see reviews that may be pulling in from their business listing. So we are working through some of those to date, but yes, currently it is a centralized strategy controlled by the corporate marketing team.
And it sounds like that's something, you know, giving more control to the folks out in the field. It sounds like something that a couple of years ago would have been totally unheard of, but, you know, maybe as some of the franchisees are getting more and more savvy and more comfortable with the technology, and probably as you guys are making it easier to use as well, it might be something that is you know, very doable in the near future for folks out there to actually touch this and use it themselves and make a difference.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I think it's nail on the head there. It's coming along within the realm of the comforts of technologies and, you know, giving folks the capabilities to do such things as verifying a business listing or store data via a mobile device with a check-in and actually having that interaction talk to the Placeable platform to help verify that. We've certainly found with a few of our global clients, Placeable currently powers approximately 2 million business listings internationally. And certainly outside of, you know, the United States and even the Americas, there's a big need to be able to do that control in regional and field marketing teams' hands, and we're excited to bring that technology to market.
Excellent. What do you guys see on the horizon? What's sort of the next big thing or any big new events or things that you're getting involved with outside of that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, really, you know, on the horizon, I don't see, you know, personally a lot that's necessarily changing outside of ensuring that, you know, local search and local data and certainly tying those components, obviously, in with mobile, social channels. I mean, these are things that, you know, groups from Forrester and Kelsey and certainly even across, you know, the IFA and others have been talking about for some time now. But really, again, that scale and use, I think, of those technologies to try to bring access and the functionality of how all of that works into platforms such as ours, such as others that are out there as well, you know, I think that will only continue to grow. And really, the rise in adoption, I think, of mobile payments is really continues to be kind of the next big hot thing. There's a lot of specific key verticals that pay attention to that. Clearly, restaurant and just food and bev in general is a big one, really in the fast food and the QSR space. So I think that as mobile payments and folks get more and more comfortable with that technology that exists across, you know, the multitude of smartphone handsets that are out there today, then it'll be fun to watch how we can integrate those technologies into platforms such as Placeable and other great technologies across social as well.
Yeah, very good. We saw a lot of great technologies on display at FranTech a couple of weeks ago in Denver. Give me your overall thoughts on FranTech this year.
Yeah, you bet. It's been great. I know you and Deb have been you know, really kind of at the forefront there, and just can't thank you guys enough for your advocacy within bringing, you know, more technology and kind of digital, you know, marketing, you know, content into the light of the IFA. And it's certainly a real pleasure to sit on that committee with you there. And really, you know, the event this year was great. I mean, I think that some of the new technologies that exist today, you know, some of which were on showcase, of course, a lot of good agencies as well as, you know, software platforms that were on display. You know, the speakers were outstanding this year. I mean, certainly, again, continually having the support from the teams over at Google is great. You know, CCE Choi, she did a great job talking specifically about YouTube and spending time focusing on video. I think that video is certainly an incredible opportunity for franchise systems and even notably franchisees who at times, quite frankly, create those video assets even right off of their smartphones and look to try to deploy those with, you know, things such as call to action and, you know, lead gen metrics and things along those lines. But, you know, listening to Tim Resnick from Moz, having Moz come out, they were also at the annual convention in New Orleans back in February. But I think Tim did a really nice job of trying to paint a very clear and concise path for actionable steps and how the brand marketers for a lot of great franchise brands that were represented at FranTech this year, you know, could really take back, you know, to their desks and start to implement some of those strategies and ensure they've got kind of the left hand talking to the right, so to speak. I think a lot of times we find that with all these latest and greatest technologies, again, still focusing on the square basis of basics such as location data and then getting social strategies in place and things along those lines are very key. But I think that, you know, the content was presented in such a way that I felt and the feedback I got from those that attended and flew from all over the country to come in, it was fantastic, the turnout that we had this year. I think people felt empowered to actually take things back and really, you know, put it in action day one.
Yeah, I think the turnout was interesting on a couple of levels. You mentioned Google, and I can't tell you how impressed I am with Google as a company and you know, the number of people that they're deploying to be part of the franchising community lately, and the people who are, you know, rolling up their sleeves and serving on committees and you know, not just showing up to, you know, tell us what we should all be doing, but actually, you know, really being part of this. And I think that tells franchisors a lot that when a company like Google is so focused on franchising right now, it really tells me that, hey, franchise marketers, you are in the right place right now. You know, Google would not be paying this much attention and putting this kind of resources into franchising if they didn't see just wild growth ahead for all of us in franchising. So that was something that I really just can't get over right now. But also what you said about the turnout, the number of people who were at FranTech this year who'd never been to another IFA event, had never been to a convention or anything else like that, was really phenomenal. It was a very strong turnout of people who were a lot of IT people, a lot of marketing folks that may not typically get a chance to go to convention. So I think it's really kind of taking on a life of its own with the social geek crowd, right? I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to reiterate the study that you guys had done at Placeable. Again, that's called Be Found. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Be Found.
And that's available on your website.
You've got it. Yep. Right off the homepage.
Okay. And I won't attempt to make a joke about, you know, how can we find Placeable's website. I'm assuming that a Google search will result in a nice listing for you guys, right?
It certainly will. We have to practice what we preach, and we certainly keep that close to the vest. You bet.
Yeah, pretty easy to find Placeable, I think. Outside of your website, you guys have a pretty good presence on Facebook and other social channels as well. So is there any specific place you'd like to direct people to reach out to you specifically for more information, Tim?
Yeah, you bet. They can certainly, where a lot of us love to tweet. Facebook's certainly a great channel for some engagement. You can find us on Twitter. The handle is @BePlaceable, so B-E Placeable. You can find me personally on there as well at Tim A. Miller. Happy to answer questions. Thoughts there are certainly my own, but I typically keep it within the realm of anything having to do with location-based marketing, technology, and you know, a little cultural expansion or things that are fun to do in Denver. But you bet, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you tonight, and you know, encourage folks certainly to head out to the homepage, check out that study. We've had, you know, several thousand people download it, and you know, there's been a lot that's going on. Our CEO Ari Kaufman had a write up today actually on CMO.com and really regurgitating some of the stats from that study. So there's a lot of good nuggets and good takeaways in that piece.
Excellent. I'll check that out. That was on CMO.com?
CMO.com, correct.
Okay, excellent. And we'll talk to you soon on Twitter at BePlaceable and also at Tim A. Miller on Twitter. Tim, thanks so much for your time tonight. Folks, next week we've got a little bit of a departure from the franchise space. We're going to be speaking with Brett Duncan, who is a social marketer in a similar situation, working specifically with direct selling organizations. So we'll be talking a little bit about how that is like franchising, distributed sales presence and that sort of thing, but also maybe some of the nuances involved in direct selling. That'll be next Wednesday night, along with the return of Deb Evans right here on Social Geek Radio. So thanks for joining us, everyone. Good night.